Hi, I'm Dave, and you're listening to Going Long. This is episode 16, end of the ZRL season 1, Titan's Grove. Six, was it? I'm not sure, but if memory serves, there were a total of six events in season 1 of the latest ZRL Zwift racing series. I'm so lucky. The C category team I captain has a full complement of riders, all super keen to line up in the virtual start pen. The run-up to the closing event of this season was no different. This race was oversubscribed, and that's a great problem to have. The private link to the race, also called a race pass, is issued on Friday evening. Part of my duty is to let everyone know. People then click on the link to register themselves for the event. You're allowed a maximum of six riders to cross the start line. Eight or nine riders wanted in, so I'm left with the unenviable task of making the final decision. After posting the final listing, some individuals discovered they couldn't ride. This can happen for many reasons. Work commitments, illness, injury, the list goes on. Happily, some of the riders I sidelined earlier were now afforded the chance to race. This left only one person on the sidelines. Our club runs two other B-Cat teams, which are significantly faster than our C-Cats. As luck would have it, at the last minute, a position in one of those teams became vacant. Perfect. The captain of the B-team gladly accepted our spare rider. Having spent a couple of previous seasons racing for the Bees, I knew the roasting he was in for, it wasn't without some friendly words of warning that I handed him over. I gently teased him and wished him the best of luck. The scene was set, and we were off to Titan's Grove. The time had come. As usual, I shortchanged myself timing-wise. Instead of the 30-minute warm-up that I'd hoped for, I found myself with only around 15. I like to do a lengthy 20-minute ramp-up to my all-day pace, then put in four or five very short 10-second hard efforts where I'm spinning my legs fairly fast. Whilst doing my curtailed warm-up on Zwift, I received the 5-minute-to-go pop-up notice, offering to put me in the start pen for the race. I accepted and found myself in Titan's Grove, that's the name of the course, alongside my five other teammates, waiting for the flag to drop. As per usual with Zwift racing, the start was frantic. As I understand it, the logic is that by starting fast, you can eliminate much of your competition by forcing many weaker riders off the back of the group. With indoor racing, though, once you lose contact with a group, it's damn near impossible to get back on. By shelling a few riders early, you reduce the competition for the win. Such is the nature of online racing. This course, whilst reasonably flat, was rolling. Did I mention that I find climbing a challenge? Well, the route didn't play to my strengths. However, I had a pep talk with myself beforehand and made a promise that I'd overlook this minor detail. To my delight, after about 5 minutes, I was still in the front group alongside two of my teammates. We hit the first section with points on offer at around 4k in. It was an uphill section. I pushed myself hard and managed to stay in the group. Thankfully, I felt reasonably good, all things considered. At the top of the segment, those who had something left in their legs pushed on. This happens in real life as well as in Zwift racing. I was in danger of getting dropped and actually let a slight gap open up. Luckily, now on flatter terrain, I was able to claw my way back to the lead group. It took something out of the reserve tank. That said, the group slowed its pace a little and I caught my breath. Two others in my team were still there. Next came a lengthy section of flattish road. The group held a manageable pace, probably trying to conserve a little energy for the sprint section at around 19 kilometres. A bunch of the riders from behind managed to merge with us just before the start of the sprint, which kicked off, as you would imagine. As suspected, those riders with the power to do so kept up the pace after the sprint finished to break away and get a gap. Thankfully, I saw this coming and held on. However, This left my teammates having to catch back on. One of them managed to put in an heroic solo effort for some 5 or 6 minutes and actually managed it. Awesome work. All that was left was a ramp up to the finish line. Again, I somehow managed to stay in the mix, well, just. Right before the flag, there was a short section of flat, which meant I might be able to catch a few in front at the last minute. I gave what little I had left at about 200 metres out. The red mist brought on by hypoxia descended, and before I could blink, I had bagged myself a 14th place. I'm one of the few people who are content with whatever place they finish. I'm able to look into my soul alongside the recorded data and ask myself if I gave it my all. If the answer is, buddy, you smashed yourself, and the data supports that, I'm good. So it's interesting to me when people want to know straight away where they're placed. That said, I totally get it. Knowing this, the first thing I often do as a captain is notify the team. In the process of doing this, I find that I managed to bag 20 points, the most across our riders. I also came first over the line out of the six of us. Result, that's one of the best outcomes I've had in a ZRL race ever. Overall, the team held on to its fifth place in the league, only a few points away from the third and fourth teams. Not such a bad result from a bunch of cyclists who only came together 6 weeks ago and have never met in real life. Even though people sign off from race radio pretty quickly, most seem to enjoy carrying on a sporadic conversation over Discord. It's fun to go over what happened and congratulate others for the outstanding efforts they put in. This is what makes racing in a team so special, the camaraderie. Often these conversations carry on well after midnight. As this was the last race in the series, tonight was no exception. We now faced a few weeks off from our regular Tuesday night Smashfest and were already feeling nostalgic. Also, coming fifth place in the league was no mean feat, so there were plenty of congratulations and lots of backslapping in order. Eventually, the posts faded as people wanted to sleep for the night. What a season! Everyone seemed to have a great time judging by the things they posted online. If there's one complaint, it was that I needed to ask people to sit on the benches while others raced. One of the best things about my team was the will to line up on the grid. All my squad were up for racing. I discussed this with some of the captains of our other Zwift racing teams. After a little to-ing and fro-ing, we agreed to start a second C team. This way, there's more space and flexibility to accommodate more people, meaning less folks are left out. Before all the congratulatory messages died down, we had that second C team registered and then faced the task of recruiting for those extra spaces. On to season two. Thanks for listening. It's really appreciated. If you fancy it, a great way of supporting this podcast is to buy me a coffee, which you can find a link for in the podcast notes. You should also check out the Going Long blog at www.goinglong.co.uk. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button if you want to be notified of future episodes. Well, that's it for this one. I look forward to catching up with you again soon.